The Hideous Creature Show.
I have a little routine that helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth. Of course, we're all a product of our genetic heritage and certain things we cannot alter. But I do think that self-acceptance is vital. Give yourself a break. There's something to like in everybody.
Wow, that overdrove a little bit. Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is September 29th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is The Overdriver.
My name is Assmaster.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 156. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I have a sociological observation that I'd like to share with you.
This will be good,
Patrick.
Yeah, this will be good. Fucking goddamn strap it on, listeners. You're going for a ride.
Yeah, put seatbelts on your ears because they're going on the rides of their lives. I've noticed that there's a different people. Let me start over. People drive.
You haven't even started.
Shut up, fucking prick. People drive differently on Monday than they do on Friday.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
I'm mumbling. I've had a day. I've had a fucking weird ass day, and
in Portland there's Friday drivers, and they are different.
Right. For instance, Monday drivers seem to be more grandma-y, and by Friday everybody's Richard Petty.
Who's Richard Petty?
He's a NASCAR guy.
How do you know that, but you don't know what team?
AJ Foyt, maybe?
Wow, no, don't know this. But you don't know what NFL team plays in Baltimore?
The Mariners?
That's baseball. Anyway.
Okay. I've noticed, again, people on Mondays are calm, collective. And then throughout the week, Tuesday, a little bit more aggressive. Wednesday, a little bit more aggressive again. Thursday, pretty aggressive.
And Friday,
they're fucking apeshit crazy.
It's road warrior time.
So I kind of was taking notes on this, and this is a theory I've shared with you in the past.
And I like how you're watching everyone being ass shit crazy. You're driving down the road writing on a dry erase marker on the inside of your windshield while you're driving down MLK.
A side note, I've noticed that my windshield is full now, and I got to erase it. I can't see. It's full of notes.
You're like Ricky Bobby, but instead of a Fig Newton sticker across your windshield, it's just these black little scribbles. It'll mean something.
Horrible run-on misspelled sentences. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. I noticed again on this Friday, I was driving to work, and it was a mad dash to red lights. Every fucking red light, everybody would just accelerate crazy to get to the red light and stop at it. And I'm going, what the fuck is going on? And so what I do is I always try to hit that perfect mile per hour to where the lights are green the whole way.
Right.
And I like to see how far I can go without having to apply brakes.
Right.
Yeah. So pedestrians beware, because I will not brake.
He doesn't want to brake. He doesn't.
And it was just people running to get to the red lights and going crazy. And in particular, there was this one moment where there was a bunch of cyclists, you know, that were going to be going. The light's yellow, and I'm thinking that there's going to probably be some dick cyclist trying to bust the light.
So I slow
down on the yellow, getting ready to stop, you know, a little prematurely, but I know that intersection. Sure enough, zoop-a-doo. Two or three fucking Tour de Francers blaze through the light. And the guy behind me, I look in the rearview mirror, and he is having a meltdown. his hands are in the air. I can see, like, you know, his mouth moving. He's just cussing up the fucking cab of his truck.
Is he cussing you out for not going?
Yeah. He's mad at me.
Because you made him miss the light.
Right. Because, you know, you got to get to that red light as fast as fucking possible, dick.
Or someone will die.
And he is so fucking angry. And I can't stop looking in my rearview mirror at him because I'm going, holy shit, meltdown. He's yelling so loud that he has to take a second to gulp more air to cuss at me in his car. And then he does one of those punch the hood. Thump, thump, thump.
Oh, he did an upshot. Like, not, I'm a dashboard slammer.
Right. And I'm going, well, what the fuck? What if I would have gone, I would have hit somebody.
Right.
Dick. So.
And he would have just pulled around the accident and kept going.
Right. And so what happens is, you know, I go upon my driving way, getting to that, try to get that perfect mile per hour so that I, you know, get all green lights. He's like, fuck off, dick. And he passes me and gets to the next red light. And every time I see him, I just kind of go past him because he's changing lanes and the lanes keep changing, you know, with more cars, less cars. And I end up beating him. Throughout, and the whole time he's pissed. He's pissed off.
I play that game in the supermarket. What lane should I check out? Which lane's going to get me get me through the quickest?
Right.
And you see those people that get into one lane and they're constantly looking around and then try to jump into another lane.
Right,
I always gauge whether or not I am going to beat them. But I think it's, you know, the good thing about karma is the people that are always trying to switch, they get to like that one lane. And just as they get up there, I'm like, thank God, I'm going to get out of here. That's when the person's like, excuse me, I'm getting off my shift. And they have to do the like change drawer.
Right, the drawer change.
Switch over. And they're just so angry. And I'm like, fucking dude. Like, it just fucking be mellow. Be cool.
Right. So what I want to say is, let's all take a little time, just a few seconds, to realize that, fuck it. I'm going to get to work either a minute and 45 seconds to 2 minutes earlier, driving like a dick and being stressed out, or I'm going to get there like a couple minutes late.
I think those, not just driving, and, I think those are good lessons for life.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate
that. Look at that.
So anyway, that's just, I needed to share that.
But you know it's only going to get worse once the rains start. Because as soon as, like, it's kind of like autumn right now. It's, you know, still a little bit of late summer, but it's going to turn autumn. As soon as it starts raining, everyone's going to just be looking up all the time and not paying attention. And Fridays in the winter in Portland are, like, really like, oh, my God, you guys are just fucking stupid drivers. It's going to get worse. It balances out in the summer a little bit.
Well, I think everybody's just so happy to see the sunshine.
Right, but the spring is just crap.
All right. Well, anyway, let's just drive a little safer. I want to do something, Patrick, now that we're off of that. New subject. Let's call Jenny.
You want to call the Kayla Thomas?
I want to call Kayla Thomas.
All right. Let's see if we can
see what
do
that
it.
Bitch is up to. Answer.
Come on, answer.
Hello,
Jenny, it's Patrick and me. We're calling you on the show.
Hi.
Because we miss you so bad.
Ooh. What's that
noise?
Hold on
1 second. Someone wants to say hi.
Okay. Is that BT?
Oh, BT, you should.
Okay.
Oh, BT sounds like he's a little sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was BT.
So we caught you at a bad time. So are you okay to talk?
I just gave him the handoff, and hopefully he can calm her down any better than I can. She usually has one freak out a day, but she's going for a record.
I want to ask you some questions. Unless there's something you want to share. I know we haven't talked to you and we miss you on the show so bad. And I think
I know I can't wait till I can get some sort of schedule figured out or just figure out how I'm going to do it so that I can come back and do some shows. Maybe with the baby, I don't know.
Bring the baby.
Bring her here. We'll mic her.
Yeah, we'll give her a little lapel mic.
I know she's really loud.
That's a shocker.
Just like her mom.
That's a shocker.
We have a couple questions for you, Jenny.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Patrick, you go first.
I was thinking, like, I just, a really quick thing, how is she sleeping? Are you guys getting any sleep? Are you and BT being able to sleep?
Last two nights, she slept for 5 solid hours in her own bed.
Holy,
which I consider a huge victory.
Yeah, we need to give a clap for that one. Yeah.
Thank you, sweet baby.
So, yeah.
Killer Thomas.
I mean, we're still totally tired, but... I mean, it's like 5 hours, that's a victory, for sure.
Call Guinness.
We were having her, you know, like, sleep in bed with us, and that just makes for not very restful sleep, because you're constantly thinking that you're going to crush a human.
Right.
All right. So I never really got that great of sleep, but she's starting to understand it.
She's getting it.
Are you doing the thing if she cries when you leave, you just leave her and let her scream?
No.
You got to do it, man.
I physically react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure goes up, and a lot of times, this is probably too much information, but my milk will actually, like, spaz out. Like, in response to the baby screaming, my breasts want to feed the baby.
So they start squirting?
Yeah, they will. Like, I actually had a nice, like, leaking moment in Fred Meyer the other day.
Oh, boy.
I just looked down, and I had this big old, like, wet mark on my shirt. That was fun. Oh,
that's why you always walk around with some, like, vitamin water and just kind of spill it on your shirt. So you're like, oh, I'm such,
like,
a klutz.
Whoa.
Yeah, BT, you guys could have a wet T-shirt contest, a drop of a hat. Put a hat out, give it a little extra cash.
When she's screaming or when, like, it's really hard for me to walk away. I mean, sometimes I actually have to just hand her to BT and, like, leave the room. So,
yeah,
I don't toss her in a dumpster, but.
All right. I got a question for you, Jenny.
Okay.
How is the sweet baby Kayla Thomas? And that's what we've been calling her on the show. I don't know if you've listened to any of the episodes, but we've bequeathed her the name sweet baby Kayla Thomas. And how is she doing?
She's doing good, other than right now she's going through a really weird time with not being able to, like, deal with her own farts.
Like, she gets angry at them?
So it's like me and Patrick, where I fart and Patrick hates it and he has to leave the studio.
That happened today. Like,
I guess, you know, baby, since they don't ever really have to, like, eat and digest anything when they're in the womb, it's really hard for them to learn, and it's hard for her to, like... She gets all this gas in her stomach, and she doesn't know what to do, so she just fucking screams about it.
Do you ever just squeeze it out of her?
Like a prune?
I lay her on her back and pump her legs like a bicycle, and she'll just be like...
And she does not like to fart? It just feels awkward to her?
Well, it hurts. Like, the gas in her stomach hurts her.
Okay. Yeah, I've had I've had the gas before.
You know,
before.
Like, you've had to fart so much or, like, poop so much or whatever that it hurts.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny.
Just, like, you know, she's a baby. She doesn't make that you know, correlation. Like, oh, if I fart, I'm going to feel awesome.
I should come over there and give her a few pointers, or at least, like, maybe show her the farting, you know, and how well, it's a gift.
BT is very, very good at farting, and he blames his farts on the baby all the time, and he tries to show her. I mean, he's, like, on constant fart mode, so.
She's going to be doing, like, Yankee Doodle Daily or, like, Wipeout, like, and he'll be like, oh, my God. Yeah, he can cover it up. Jenny, speaking about your lactating breasts, is BT happier now with the size of your breasts and the amount of milk that is in them, or is he just kind of repulsed? Because I remember having mixed feelings about that.
I don't think that they're really that much bigger than they were during my pregnancy, but I don't think that he's repulsed, but he did happen to see me using my breast pump.
Mm-hmm.
And that was repulsive to him.
Okay, so he hasn't tasted your breast milk, because every man should do that.
I'm curious about the breast pump. Does it look like a Willy Wonka machine?
Yeah,
it goes boing, boing, boing.
It's very fucked up. It has these two, they're called flanges, and they fit over your breast, and then they're attached to these, like, bottles hang down from them and fill with milk and, like, tubing. It's very, like, dairy.
Uh-oh. I think we're losing her. Are you walking around?
No.
Okay. It sounded a little wonky there. Whatever. Are the cups that extract the milk? Do they resemble a toilet plunger?
No, they look kind of like a bullhorn.
Oh, yeah,
they just kind of plop over
there.
They're
just like round things. Maybe I can find one and post it on the Facebook page.
Do it.
Are they made from organic plastic? That's what I want to know. Are they made here in Oregon?
No.
Okay.
All right, I got one last.
No, but I have been using cloth diapers to be environmentally friendly.
Are you serious? Is that a pain? That must be the biggest pain in the fucking ass.
Well, it's not bad. Like I use part cloth and part disposable.
Okay, so you switch it out for like special, like yeah. When you guys go to church, you put the cloth ones on.
Yeah, right. So yeah. They never put the cloth ones on?
Oh, yes, when you go to your happy little hippie church.
All right, I got one last question for you, Jenny.
Okay.
This is kind of serious, so get ready. Has Patrick come to see the sweet baby Kayla Thomas yet?
No, he has not. But
I'm sorry
about that. And I talked about it, and I...
I'm sorry.
I wasn't upset about it.
If you are upset, you can tell me later, and then I will atone for that. I just figured, like, you guys were really kind of busy at first, and all the people were going to come, and then I wanted to, like, do it. And then last week, I was just really busy and could not get over to see you. And I will see you soon. Maybe we can schedule it in for next week if you're free, and I'll text you about
that. We're actually planning a You Gotta See the Baby. Get together next Saturday.
Okay, well, I want to do that for you. I just want to hang out with you and, like, BT and your baby. And BT doesn't need to be there because, you know, I understand. I wouldn't want to hang out with him. But I'll see if there's a time.
He's a total second-class citizen now. No one cares about
BT. Oh, God.
Well,
I care about BT. You let him know that. And this is my last question.
No. I have a sub-question.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. If you have a sub-question, you go ahead.
You go ahead.
All right. I just want to know. I don't know how things go. I don't remember because I was drunk a lot of the time when my children were born. I just want to be like, hopefully, your uterus will get back to business and then, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
I didn't ask a question. It was just a comment more. What's your sub question there, farty?
I want to ask you, Jenny, who's a better friend, me or Patrick?
No comment on that.
So the answer is June.
I did just post a picture of what the breast pump looks like on the Hideous Creature Show page.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, Jenny, we're going to let you go. Thank you for taking the call.
I will tell you, I want to tell all the listeners one fun fact about my baby.
Yes.
My baby was actually born with the amniotic sac intact.
What does that mean?
That means that my water never broke.
Weird.
And she actually came out in the bag.
Like sweet baby Kayla Thomas was born in a chrysalis.
Oh, my God. She's like an alien
baby. She was born in, there's a word for it. What do they call it? But anyways, apparently it's really good luck and it's really, really rare. And so when I was having the baby, like nurses were running in from like over town to come and view my vagina.
So you had like
because it was like a really rare moment, and they were all like way more excited than BT and I even were. We were like, "What the fuck is going on?
You guys are freaking the fuck out."
Do they have to cut it in and like cut it like fishermen cut the nets of all those big fish, and then the fish just like go out onto the deck? Do they have to cut it like that?
Well, the funny part too was like when I was getting ready to push and have the baby, like the nurses were coming in with these like fucking goggles on, like they were on the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. And BT was like, "What the hell is this going to be like Splash Mountain in here? Do I get some of those goggles?
Do I get one of those plastic bibs?"
Yeah, it was like we were in the front row at Gallagher all of a sudden.
Oh, shit.
BT, he was unprotected. And so when, I guess normally what they'll do is they have this little crochet hook type thing and they'll actually break your water for you and it'll help you go into labor.
Like a fire poker.
They needed to do that for me because I was already in labor. So they just assumed that my water was broken, but it wasn't. So... And it was all very confusing for me. I could have given a shit, but she was coming out, and I was just like, "What?" I had no idea what was going on. But apparently, it was very good luck, and apparently, my vagina was like the best thing they'd ever seen.
Do they give it? Did they put a crown on it?
Oh. She was the queen.
Well, Jenny, we miss the fuck out of you.
We miss you.
We can't wait for you to be back.
I miss you guys a lot. And my life has definitely improved what they say. True. You mean tiny little midget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can't
wait. Every day.
We'll figure out how and when we can get you back on the show.
And I'll text you this week. Maybe I can come over like Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm the better friend.
That's fine. You're a better friend. But
I'm the
you know what?
Better friend. I deserve a statue.
Okay. Wait until I tell. Yeah, whatever. You deserve better. Like June is a really good friend now, Jenny. I am a better friend because when sweet baby Kaylor Thomas gets a little bit older, I'll be like, why don't you guys like go out and like stay out until like 3 a.m, have a good night, and I'll hang out in your house and just like make sure everything is okay. And June will be like, nope, I can't do that. I've got like lots of things on Netflix.
I gotta get to sleep.
Right.
Gene has to go to bed at like 8 p.m. so he can be up with the old people shopping.
Yeah, exactly. He's the sprinter. I am the marathon. I have stamina.
For the last couple days, I've noticed that I've started eating dinner at 4 p.m.
it's always turkey with cranberry sauce.
And I'm like, holy shit, I am a fucking old man.
He slept in late today, Jenny. He slept until 8.
8 o'clock, Jenny. I lost a half a day. Fucking waste of time sleeping. Jenny, we love you. And
we love you, Jenny.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I miss you guys so much.
And we'll
miss
you too. We'll do a show either. I don't know. We could do it. We'll figure it out.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
All right. Toodles.
We'll improvise.
Kiss
me. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
It was really good to hear her voice. I know that I say that to you, better friend. But
I think I'm a capital friend.
A capital friend? What am I? Maybe a
ensign?
A project friend?
No, you're like a scrap metal friend.
I'm the junkyard friend.
Junkyard friend.
Yeah, I'm old Bob.
Is this where you wanted to go with this?
So I'm just talking. But
oh, I miss her so much. I miss her being here and her giving us ideas.
Yeah. No.
She, fun fact, she is the one that usually chooses the song outro for our douchebags. But Patrick and I have kind of, I think
we've been doing a pretty good job. I think it's like an honor of her. Like, what would Jenny do? And we have to hit that level.
You know what, though? We've called her a couple times or texted her.
We haven't in like the last month. So we have like 4 shows that are all us. And it takes us an hour and a half. But it only takes her like 12 seconds.
Well, Jenny, we miss you. We miss you.
We miss you, Jenny.
Miss you much, 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 much. Why don't we jump into a fake break? We come back. We got some other good stuff for you guys. Anyway, we're going to be right back. Until then, everybody, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Back in Minnesota, my best friend Susie and I shared everything, right? A love for dessert and our bulky sweaters that, like, hid our love for dessert. And then I moved to L.A., and the bulky sweaters, they had to go. But not my love for dessert. Sugar-free Jell-O gelatin's got just 8 great little calories.
Sugar-free Jell-O gelatin with all NutraSweet, the dessert you don't have to desert.
Hey, Susie, need some sweaters?
All right, we have returned from fake break. Nerd alert. I had a nature moment the other day. You know that I like birds. I mean, yeah. I'm not an ornithologist or anything, but I like birds.
But you know that word enough to, that's how much you like birds.
Actually, the way that it was brought into my vocabulary is from a Charlie Parker song called Ornithology. Because, you know, his nickname was bird. Blah, blah, blah. Nerd.
Nature nerd and a jazz nerd.
Nerd. The other day I was walking out of work and there's a bunch of crows hanging out. A murder of crows, Patrick. And I noticed that they were all kind of sitting around, and I noticed that there was all kinds of like walnuts around the area that they were at. And I was kind of like, hey, well, all right, there's some crows. And I was like, anyway, what the crows were doing You know how they're like, crows will fly up or sit on a wire and drop nuts in order to break them.
Right, or have cars run over them.
Right. Well, this is what they were doing. You know how in the street sometimes because of, a bunch of, cars going up that there's grooves in the road?
Mm-hmm.
The crows were putting the nuts in those little grooves, and as the cars are going by, they'd crunch the nuts and they'd go in and eat it.
Right.
And I'd never seen that before, and I was fascinated.
When did you whip out your bottle of Lubriderm and start just jerking it right there in your geeky way? I mean, I'm like, oh, goddamn Mother Nature.
I had no idea. The crows, I mean, I knew crows were smart, but I had no idea that they had this tactic in order to crush nuts. And one sec before you fucking peep off. I've seen crows in other parts of Portland that don't use that tactic in order to crack the nuts. They're still dropping them from the wires.
Oh.
You're using gravity,
right.
The nut.
Can you imagine if instead of crows, they were human beings? Like, human beings wouldn't even be able to get up there. Like, human beings would be, like, throwing them at rocks.
Is this what you're doing? You're really going this way?
I just think that crows are probably smarter than us in their little small bird-shaped nature mind, and human beings are just fucked.
Well, you just step on the nut, Patrick.
Oh, yeah, that would work, I guess.
Do you ever do the courtesy nut stomp?
What is that?
Like, when I see a bunch of crows and they're doing, the nut breaking,
oh.
I will see walnuts all across the ground, and I will... On my walking path, I will crush all the nuts in the way so that they don't have to work so hard.
I'm too busy trying to kick them. That's what my feet are doing because they're fucking crows. They're gross, fucking despicable.
No, you're wrong.
Animals.
They're not deceased.
They're not deceased.
Are they deceased? It's been a long day, Patrick.
It's been a really long.
See now. Are you making fun or are you...
No.
I don't think that crows are diseased.
You know what? I don't think that... I don't think they are either, but I've never walked by and say, I'm going to help that crow out. Because that makes me like one of those assholes who goes, oh my God, look, a dog is being beaten while her kid is like running out into traffic. Like those people that just love animals more than anything and they're stupid.
That I don't go home and blog about it.
I don't either, but...
Although I am telling a podcast.
You do have a podcast, so you're talking about how Mother Nature is your fucking guy
and
mistress.
No, I just think... I would hope that a crow, a giant 60-foot fucking 200-pound crow would open a bag of M&M's for me if he could.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. They'd just eat you. And that would be like, ooh. They wouldn't eat me. I'd run and try to kick him.
Well, I think that Patrick, maybe they had remembered me in the past before they were mutated. And they go, hey, that's that nutcracker dude. He's part of our murder now.
He has a black t-shirt on. He's wearing jeans and black shirts. And he has glasses. We remember him. Because crows have memories like elephants.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, I watched a documentary on it.
Did you really watch? Oh, that's a
fucking
shocker.
I'm not going to go into it.
I don't want you to go into it. Was this the documentary after the fall of the Roman Empire and a woman named Louisa blah, blah, blahs?
No, it wasn't.
God damn, you watched so many of those fucking documentaries.
I do. I like documentaries. Let's jump into our douchebags of the week for episode 156 of the Hideous Creature Show.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A Houston woman made one thing very clear Tuesday morning. Do not fucking mess with her goddamn fucking cats. She shot her husband in the stomach after he threatened to shoot one of her beloved pets. Audrey Dean Miller was charged with aggravated assault. Deputies said that Miller and her husband were arguing in their home around 7:30 in the morning when he threatened to shoot one of her
cats. Wait. 7:30 in the morning? Mm-hmm. You think this is an all-nighter type of thing?
I haven't finished reading the story, but I'm going to... I'll put money on it. I'll put money this is an all-nighter. They were having an argument around 7:30 in the morning when he threatened to shoot one of her cats with a pellet gun.
Oh, pellet gun?
Audrey, an animal lover with several cats and dogs, pulled out a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun and shot her husband in the stomach. That is not what I would call tit for tat. That is like, that's, you have a knife and I have a gun.
Right. You bring in a knife to a gunfight.
The husband was trying to do something to the cat and the wife was just trying to protect her cat, said Assistant Chief Mark Herman from Precinct 4.
I wonder if that's what the cats would have wanted.
Miller was arrested at the scene and her husband was transported to the hospital in stable condition. He returned home from the hospital later Tuesday afternoon, clad in a hospital gown and without keys to get inside. This was totally an all-nighter.
They were drunk. Do you remember the days when bullets would kill somebody all the time?
Like, if you get hit by a bullet, you're just dead.
You're just dead.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a movie thing, too.
For some reason, I just remember history being one shot, you're dead. Lincoln, well...
It took a while.
JFK was a couple. But that first one, it was over. But it just seems like people are either dumb... Or they're just horrible shots.
Well, if you watch old movies, when somebody aims a gun at you and they like shoot a man in the stomach, he just falls on the ground and is dead. And I always had to go, wait, like someone's like, oh, that actually doesn't happen. You bleed out and it's painful and
it takes a long time,
several hours for you to die in certain places.
I just remember my dad used to always say there was a line on Bonanza. And it was, I'm in gut shot, Paul. And every time we'd be watching a movie and somebody would get shot, my dad thought it was funny to go, I'm in gut shot, Paul.
But if you're a gut shot that time, you're dead.
There's no hospitals.
Right. Well, there's doctors, but they're always drunk because it's the West.
And they have that bag that they have to come there with.
And it just has liquid opium in it. And they're just like, oh, maybe we'll buy
it. I can have some of that liquid opium. That'd be good stuff.
I would fucking dig. Let's time machine back to the West, shoot each other to get the opium. But we'll have medical degrees.
But with a low caliber pistol.
Yeah.
Like a even pellet gun. Yeah, I'm in gunshot.
They're going, nope.
We can wither around like we're in super pain.
We go to Fred Meyer's and buy some of those high, rifle, just pellet guns. They look like, you know, M16s with their pellet guns, and we'll shoot each other, and we're like, he's dead, because look at that weapon.
That is, if you look right behind you, you will see
I've seen one of those before.
It's called an AIR-50. And it looks like an M16, but it's just a pellet gun.
It's right there. Anyway. In Brooksville, a man was arrested Thursday following...
Wait, we're done?
Yeah, that was the story, man.
So who's the douchebag in that story? The lady for, you know, making something...
I kind of think the dude was a dick. He's like, hey, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to shoot your cat in the head with a fucking pellet gun.
I agree.
Like,
you shouldn't be shooting a kitty cat.
Couldn't you just take a walk? Like, just, I'm fucking sick of your shit, Audrey.
I need to decompress.
I'm fucking taking a walk. A man was arrested Thursday following allegations he tried to steal money from a bank after hours and he fired a bullet into an unoccupied building. Shahid Muhammad Kalam deposited a $1,000 stolen or forged check at 3 in the morning at a credit union, and then attempted to withdraw cash from the automated teller machine from that account. The ATM card he used was expired, and he was using an improper personal identification number. So he's fucked all. He's like, hey, I got this great scheme.
Doesn't that just eat the card?
Yeah,
it won't give it back.
It won't give it back, right. The machine took the card, so Kalam responded by backing his vehicle against the building, tied a seatbelt to the ATM, and attempted to rip it from the wall.
It would be funny if ATM machines, when you tried to fuck them over, would laugh at you.
Or like tilt, like a pinball machine, like tilt, and then the thing just starts smoking.
Right.
Like Mission Impossible, like this message will self-destruct.
Or just completely just blows up.
Yeah, I would like that too, because you'd be walking by someplace and you'd see smoking and you'd just start laughing.
An even better deterrent would be a gas that shoots you in the face and makes you impotent. Then you can't procreate. You're like, oops, you're done. You're done, buddy. Your dumbass is never going to have a child.
I think there's hundreds of law enforcement communities throughout the universe that would want you to do this.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, think of all the technological advances that have happened in society. Maybe it's time we focus on just making dummies so they can't procreate.
Sterile. Make them so they can't breed. So
well, that's what the June Button Endowment is going to provide everybody.
I can just hear, like, when I'm watching Reading Rainbow or Sesame Street. Sesame Street is brought to you by the Arthur and Mills Foundation, the June Button Endowment for making stupid people not breed.
Well, no. Well, there's a different approach to that. And we've talked about it on the show before, but if I ever win the lottery and I have a bunch of money when my life ends, I'm going to make it available to any man at the age of 18 that wants to get a vasectomy.
Right.
Make that happen.
That's good.
It would cure so much shit. And I bet a lot of guys would do it. Would you do it? I mean,
would I have done it at 18?
I wouldn't have done it at 18
because I always kind of wanted children. I didn't want children at 24. But I have them now, and so I can't I can't say it was a bad decision because I love my children, but
your kids are awesome.
I also kind of look at it now and going, I don't really think I'm going to have kids again.
So
I really
would
don't.
You get a free vasectomy now?
Maybe, yeah, but maybe it depends. But a vasectomy is awesome because if you get it, it can be reversed most of the time.
It can be, and sometimes it will actually untake. I have a friend of mine that had a vasectomy, and now he's a daddy.
Right? Yeah. My stepfather actually was born that way. His father had a vasectomy, and yeah. So, but it can be reversed if I found that special someone.
Right. Put a clock on it. Put a clock on the cock. That'll be our little saying.
Rock the vote. Put a clock
put
on
a
the
clock
cock.
On that cock, gentlemen.
I like it. Now that I've looked over the story while you were talking, I realize that this is your crime deterring gas that makes someone sterile is obviously good for this person. When he tried to rip the ATM from the wall using a seatbelt, it didn't work, so he took a stolen .25 caliber handgun, fired a round through the front door to the bank, which shattered the windows. He still didn't get any cash, but the ATM was there, and he left. He took off. He was identified to the police through the ATM surveillance. He returned to the credit union during open business hours for, I like this part, unrelated business. Like he
you guys got a shitter?
He just needed to fucking pay his phone bill and get like a check. Hey, can you guys make me a check?
I'm going to donate a rug.
And he was just to your credit union. And he was arrested because people recognized him from the ATM surveillance. I also like to think of the fact that he's walking by that piece of plywood that's covering up the window that he shot out, and he's just like, oh, god damn, what's going on? This bank's going to shit. Yeah,
he's an alpha male for sure. I just like the fact that he got so frustrated that he shot a fucking door window out.
One of those people just like trying to punch a toaster, like when they get so angry because it's not toasting his bread.
You motherfucker! You son of a not toasted girl! Fucking girl!
Yeah, so I think your gas is a very, very, very good.
And the June Button Endowment is another gift to
it is.
Humanity.
It's going to save some lives. It's going to change a lot of lives.
Put in there.
June, we talked to Jenny earlier. She has kids.
Yes, she does.
I have kids. You've never had kids. Like, Jenny has not yet had to deal with the birthday parties. But, you know, have you ever been to a kid's birthday party when it's not your kid?
Yeah, I was a kid.
Oh, okay, but not as an adult.
No, because
they kind of suck. Like, you can go to a Chuck E. Cheese party and play really stupid video games. You can go to a clown party and laugh at a failed actor. You can go to a bouncy house.
A failed actor. I like that you put that in there.
Because that's what they are.
Yeah, Macbeth, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I am
Saturday and Sunday, yeah. And I'm fucking Bonzo. Bonzo the Wonder Stuff. Yeah. But according to Bob Barnett, owner of Alligator Attractions, you say, well, we're going to have a party. That's nice. But you say, we're going to have a pool party. And we say, let's do it with an alligator.
What state is this in? Can I guess?
You're going to say it's Florida.
I'm going to say it's Florida. Do you know if it's Florida or not?
I'm I'm going to be pretty sure it's fucking Florida.
Let's just say it's Florida. Fuck it.
It's Florida. So this is what this guy does, because this creeps. The reason this is a douchebag is this shit creeps me out, because I hate alligators. I think they're the scariest fucking thing in the world.
Wait. I had no idea that you had a fear of alligators.
It's not like I'm around them, so I'm just like, it's not like spiders, or I'm like, get it away from me. I don't really ever see an alligator, but the concept of an alligator is the scariest fucking thing.
Would, oh, just the makeup?
They're fucking, you know what, they're what? Fucking reptilian fucking goddamn, like, ice age beasts that kill you.
They're dinosaurs.
Pretty much. I don't like alligators. This is the only reason I hate Florida.
If you were given the opportunity to pet an alligator, would you pet him?
I don't think so, no. No. Their eyes are evil. Their backs are like this weird fleshy leather.
This is all hearsay, by the way. You have no idea, because you would never pet an alligator.
Have you ever looked in an alligator's eyes? All you see is cold, cunning.
An alligator's gaze. That's a lie. I've never even seen an alligator.
Okay. You don't like them? Anyway.
I like them.
This is what they do. This is what alligator attractions do. They find parties, and they go to the parties, and it's a pool party. They tape up the alligators' mouths, and they put them in the water.
Like a
pool.
A river party?
They put them in a pool.
A chlorinated pool?
A chlorinated pool.
That's got to be fucking horrible for an alligator.
One customer, Debbie Rubenstein, said she has used this service multiple times. Nobody believed that we had actual gators in the pool. The gator, it turns out, fits right in. He plays Marco Polo with the kids. His name's Burger, and he does not mind that his mouth is taped shut.
Sings Queen songs.
Barrett starts out every party with a course in gator safety, which allows the kids a chance to warm up to a killing fucking machine.
I think it would be fun to have, you know, a couple gators with their mouths duct taped, but I would like to just have a rogue gator. So one of the kids might not make it back. Maybe not.
At first, my friend and I were really scared of gators, but I'm not going to be scared anymore because it's cool, said Fiona Sierra, a guest at the party. All that stuff I never knew, I'm starting to learn about. Like, they can still, like, hey, cut that fucking, like, five rolls of gaff tape around their fucking jaws and they'll kill me. Barrett said that the chlorine does not bother the gators. He came up with the idea while brainstorming on how to keep busy during months when tourism is slow at his attraction.
I got
to
read Gator Blog, because I bet one of those gators would complain. That's got to be horrible for those things. I mean, that's fucked up. It's fucked up that you choose that for your kid. Like, hey, I'm going to have a gator in your fucking pool. I already have a pool, which is way more awesome than poor Becky that comes there in her tattered clothes. Doesn't even have a bathing suit. So she's in her underwear.
She has to, like...
And then all of a sudden, hey, check it out. We got a gator. We plunged down the extra dollars to get it. Fuck that.
It just... this is not something you do. I'm having a house party. Hey, I know this company has T-Rexes. Like, why don't you come and hang
actually,
out?
Actually, T-Rexes would be cool. But gators is terrible.
It's bad. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating Barrett's business and saying, is it safe? And they have received multiple calls about, like, hey, is this good? Because people are dumb. Obviously, no one's died yet, so.
I like to see the gator with, like, sponsor patches or something.
I think the asshole, the douchebag in this goddamn story is, like, people who are just like, we want something funny for little Becky's party. And not Becky who wears tattered clothes. I mean, the popular Becky. The Becky who has, she has, like, a Coke machine in her fucking, like, bedroom.
Oh, she's got a fountain machine?
She's got a fountain machine. That Becky, they're just like, oh, Becky needs a sweet fucking nine party. Sweet 16, sweet 9.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I think it's like this.
Like gators in your fucking pool? Come on.
I think it's also.
You know, it'd be better if they let a pedophile in there and just blindfolded him. There's a predator. There's a predator that could fuck shit up at your party. Not a fucking alligator.
I'd go to that party. I'd bring my kids to that party.
The pedophile party?
Oh, fuck yeah. It would be fun for me. He's blindfolded. I can hit him
just
with
like
a baseball
bat. Just like a naked dude in a trench coat?
I can hit him with a baseball bat. Oh, it would be great.
Even like a pinata.
Look at that pervert run, boys. And the boys would be like, he's crazy. He's bleeding from his nose. He's going to be bleeding from his fucking eyes in a minute. An unidentified Indiana man was leaving a liquor store with his wife and four kids when the adults apparently got the bright idea to strap the children to the hood.
Continue.
A U.S. Marshal saw the dad driving with children on the hood of a swerving car and promptly stopped the ride and waited for local police to arrive and arrest the man. Police suspect the man to be, this is a shocker, intoxicated.
Right.
Department of Child Services were also called those bastards. All they do is fuck shit up. They were strapped down with one of those straps you crank on a semi to hold down lumber. They were strapped with that thing, wiggling and wobbling down the street. They were secure. Like, because that lumber never goes anywhere.
That's what you use to transport glass, Patrick, and glass never breaks.
And, like, steel, like, are those stone, like, blocks that they build foundations with. Witnesses state that this man, this unidentified man, told the police it was only 20 feet and acted as if the whole thing was a joke.
But was it only 20 feet?
I'm assuming so. It doesn't really say now that I look at the last paragraph. The kids aged 4, 5, 6, and 7, because every year is like
pump out another kid,
Are all fine as the dad strapped them tightly to the hood and was only able to drive a few blocks before being apprehended. God damn it, the luck was on those children's side.
I mean, they only went a little bit. I mean, they weren't traveling that far. That's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I think, as a kid, that would be a great adventure.
I guess. It's not, no, you don't strap your kids to the hood of your car. There's, you know how people say alcohol slows your reaction time? It doesn't even matter about alcohol. If that one strap slips and you're going 20 and that kid falls, you're going to run him over immediately. There's no, like, thing. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. It's not the hood. If it was on the roof, I would have been like, that's totally cool. Because at least the kid could, like, do a kind of a barrel roll, like a stuntman, and just get some, like, scrapes and bruises. This is the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard.
I don't know. That'd be pretty fun as a kid, though. Do you remember that time when Dad strapped us in the car and we rode that 20 feet?
You know, like, the 5-year-old and the 7-year-old were totally cool with it, but the 4 and the 6 kids, the even number kids, are all like little pussies, and we're just like, no, dude, we gotta be brave. Like, no, this guy's an idiot.
Well, this is another thing that introduces natural selection to the human race.
So maybe when you put your key into your ignition in the car and you turn it on and the car is like, wow, there are 4 children strapped to my hood. They inject in with
children
that.
Sensors,
children
kid sensors
again.
On the outside of the car.
Yeah, and it just says, well, they have cars that can do anything. Like, you've seen those ads, no, like cars backing up and it's like, stop now immediately. And you're like, oh, I didn't hit a
car.
Well,
see, this would all have never happened with the June Button Endowment.
Right.
Those, the couple would be happily at home watching HBO.
These people could own a 40.
Like,
HBO.
I love Sons of Anarchy. This is great. This is fucking, I'm gonna duct tape you to the couch and we're gonna watch Sons of Anarchy. This is gonna be brilliant. This is gonna be a great night.
Oh, God, that's not good. I don't like that. And I like to have people have fun, and I like kids to have fun, and this is not good.
Strapping kids to anything that moves is probably a good idea. Probably not a good idea. Sorry.
Oh, which one is
probably a good idea? Not that good idea?
Probably.
Probably not a good idea. All right, those are your douchebags of the week for episode 156 of The Hideous Creature Show. So we have come to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. Sweet ending, Patrick. I love talking to Jenny, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I wish she was on the show instead of me.
You don't mean that.
You mean that. That's what you mean.
Do you think I'm cruel to you when Jenny's not here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to see you step up your A game. All right, we're coming to the
really?
End.
Really? I got to step up my A game.
Finally.
Anyway. Oh, really? Finally.
Can I get through the copy?
Find one copy.
We're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
You can
do you want to do it?
No, here. You go ahead. I want to see if I can memorize it. You can contact us.
If you listen to the Hideous Creature Show, you can download it every week at Podbean Podcast Ali Zoon and iTunes. If you use iTunes, take a few minutes. If you would, please take a few minutes out of your time, busy schedule, to leave us a little 5-star rating and a little review. It'll help us go up in the ranks. And man, I want to see us go up in the ranks. We've been doing this for a long time. Long time.
Yeah. Maybe I could buy that. Maybe I could buy that little sloop that I've had my eyes on.
No, no, no. We'll always be free. Free and American.
Well, we can throw advertisers in there.
That'd be good. If you want to contact us, you can do so via our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, or at our email at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. We're on the Facebooks at Hideous Creature Show Podcast, where Jenny posted the boob pump. Actually, I went on fake break and looked at it.
Is that why you wouldn't let me back in the room?
I was taking care of some business, Patrick. The internet was slow. Lubricant. I was looking for new places to live.
I'm thinking about
clothes. I thought that maybe I needed a new haircut, and I was looking at Han Solo pictures. You can contact us anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642. And by the way, we broke Patrick's cell phone trying to listen to listeners' messages. So I'm going to give mine. You can call me at 503-933-2645 and leave a message.
My outgoing message is better than yours.
I don't believe that.
It's quicker.
Why would you say that?
Because yours is like a goddamn cacophony of all the things that you want to do, like good all your usage. Performance art and all that shit. Just like, hello, I'm June, and if you want to call me, I'm not available right now because I'm having tea and crumpets. And if I'm not having tea and crumpets, I'm currently I'm on board a ferry looking at Puget Sound. And if I'm not doing that, I'm taking a bicycle ride with that special lady. What is her name? You could be the next one. That's what you do on your fucking voicemail, your outgoing message.
Well, call it 503-933-2645 and leave me a message.
By then, the robbers have already fucking raped your face and stabbed you 3 times.
See, now you're just mad. You're lashing out.
I'm just angry. Oh, I'm so angry.
If you would like to support the show, you can do so by buying, just telling a friend. Not buying a t-shirt because we're out of t-shirts. We're officially out of t-shirts and we haven't got extra larges yet.
Sorry. Everyone loves the extra large.
Yeah, I never thought to do extra large. I'm a moron. Special thanks this week goes out to Mike Kelly. And you know what? To Lydia again for giving us another great story.
Thank you, Lydia.
Touché, Lydia. Do you have anything you want to add?
I'd like to give a thanks to Jenny and BT and sweet baby Gaylor Thomas for just being there.
Is this your, like, whisper mode?
No, this is just the way I normally talk when I'm not on the radio. Fake radio, pod, internet.
All right, the intro this week was Angela Lansbury. And what she does to prepare.
For every day.
Right. And the outro this week is going to be Iggy Pop, hopefully. I don't know. My computer's fucked up, so I'll see what I can drag out. We're going to do another show in about 7 days, everybody. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Down on the beat.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Witnesses,